that's the hardest word.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word, obviously originally by Elton John. That was Joe Cocker doing it, and that was suggested by Steve Williamson. So thanks very much for that, Steve. While that track was on, I did do exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely Leg End listeners, and listened to the VAR official audio from the Spurs-Liverpool incident over the weekend. As a Liverpool fan, it's quite annoying because, yes, the... One of the technicians reminds all the officials that the actual decision that has been made was that it was offside when in fact it wasn't. They said check complete, mistakenly believing that the decision in the stadium was to award the goal rather than the offside. And then rather than stop the game, it's being suggested to them all the time for about 30 seconds afterwards, delay the game, delay the game, delay the game. The fourth official wants to delay the game, delay the game. And they say they can't do anything because the game has restarted. They can't do anything. I think with hindsight, everybody would rather the game was stopped. It was fortunate that no major incident occurred in the next minute or so. You know, if another goal had been scored, if a foul had been given, if a card had been given out, I don't know, if a penalty had been awarded or something like that, it would have been very strange to bring the game back and award a goal. But with very little going on, I think with hindsight, it would have been common sense to allow the goal to stand. But, you know, I did say there's a WhatsApp group my friends and I belong to, with a bit of football banter going on whenever Premier League games are being played. And even as a Liverpool fan, I did say it would open up such a can of worms if you ever got into the realms of the game needs to be replayed, we need to award an extra point after the game has gone on. You know, you can't do that. As long as football has been played, officials have made mistakes. You know, players make mistakes all the time. Officials make mistakes. Everyone hopes they get it right. Everyone hopes there isn't a dodgy decision that goes against their team. But I do honestly believe once the game is completed, you can't really do anything about it. You know, there's all these things about match fixing that went on in Italy and titles being taken away from teams years after they've been awarded. I think that doesn't really do anything to help anybody, does it? There's this thing of sporting integrity. And, to suddenly, for a team that finished second in a league championship 7 years previously, to then be told, actually, you won that league, so you get that. They didn't get to celebrate. Their fans didn't get to celebrate at the time. It's just to do with the record books at that point. I think no matter what's gone on, you just have to accept the result. I don't know where you draw the line, where you say, all right, we do need to sort something out about that. Because, yes, how do you punish, you know, when match fixing was found to have happened, when referees are found to have been offered money and stuff like that? I think that's what was allegedly went on in the Italian football, and certain teams had points deducted and things taken away from them or whatever. You know, how do you know when it's serious enough to actually do something about it? I don't know, but I certainly think in terms of an offside decision or a handball or a red or a yellow card or a goal being awarded or whatever, you know, we've even got these chips in the footballs now that are supposed to signal when a ball's gone over the line. And then I remember a game a couple of years ago where the ball was over the line and the buzzer never went off on the referee's watch for some reason. It was obscured, all the cameras, and it was obscured somehow by defenders falling into the goal mouth. And even then, you know, the ball was over the line and a goal wasn't awarded. You just hope those decisions don't go against your team. You can't go on all about, no, let's replay the game, let's give out points later on, weeks later, days later, months later, whatever it is. I don't think you can do it. So, yeah, you just hope karma comes back to help Liverpool at some point later on this season. You know, we've had some decisions go our way. We've had some decisions go against us in the past. England famously had that 2010 World Cup where Frank Lampard thought he'd scored against Germany and the ball was massively over the line, bouncing down from underneath the crossbar. A good sort of half a metre over the line and then spinning back out and not being awarded as a goal. But, you know, 1966 was England's third goal in that World Cup final against West Germany. Was that really over the line? If we'd have had technology back then revealing with a microchip in the ball where exactly the ball was, would a goal have been given? You know, Germany probably felt robbed for 44 years and then felt like karma came back to help them. I hope it's not 44 years before karma comes back to help Liverpool, but there we go. Right, let's get more music on. It's 7:05, it's the 3rd of October. This is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. And yes, everybody makes mistakes. Here's Jonas Blue and Paloma Faith.
When will I learn to stop me making the same mistakes again? Same mistakes again for you. When will I learn to lock my heart so it doesn't break again? No, doesn't break again in two. I should've known by now that I was always gonna come back around. Back in the day, you know you let me down. Thought maybe I finally figured you out. Cause you said that things would be different, but all that turns out to be fiction. Dishes in the kitchen, walking on glass plate. You say it's space that you're needing. I said forget it, I'm leaving. But history keeps on repeating. When will I learn to stop?
Blue featuring Paloma Faith. That was Mistakes. Fabulous. Now, this has been quite a sporty show so far, and I make no apologies for that. We're now going to look at some of the most controversial incidents that have ever happened in the Premier League. I'm sure this weekend will go down in history too, but do we remember all the way back to January 1995? There are some people, as soon as I say that, will know what I'm about to talk about. Manchester United playing away at Crystal Palace. Eric Cantona fouled Richard Shaw and was sent off. As he was leaving the pitch, a fan hurled a volley of abuse from the stands at Eric Cantona. Nothing really unusual there. Obviously, people can get quite personal when insulting footballers. Some people think because they've paid money to pay for a ticket, they can shout what they like at other people and forget that they're human beings. Eric Cantona reacted badly to what Matthew Simmons, the Crystal Palace fan, shouted at him. Rather than walking off the pitch, did the now infamous Kung Fu kick into Matthew Simmons' chest and followed up by punching him as well. And people were saying that was some kind of assault and he ought to be given a prison sentence. But he was granted a two-week prison sentence, which eventually turned into 120 hours of community service after appeal. He was given a four-month suspension from football and a £20,000 fine by his club, Manchester United. The FA extended his ban to 9 months and fined him a further £10,000. Obviously, footballers' wages weren't quite as high as they are now in the mid-90s, but even for a Premier League footballer back then, 30 grand probably didn't affect him too much. And then, of course, he managed to turn the event into a bizarre press conference afterwards with that now infamous line, "When the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea." And everyone was like, "Sorry, what do you mean?" Ah, the kung fu kick. Matthew Simmons, spelt the same. No relation, I'm pleased to say. Yes. I wonder what ever became of Matthew Simmons. I may have a quick internet search and see what I can find out. Yes, but that's got to be one of the most controversial moments of all time in the Premier League. January 1995, Crystal Palace versus Manchester United. Eric Cantona and the kung fu kick. What a shocker. Here are the Beatles.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons. On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. Now, I was talking just before that track from the Beatles, which, of course, I should thank Adrian Jekylls for suggesting on social media. But before that, talking about Matthew Simmons, the fan that was kung fu kicked by Eric Cantona in 1995, eventually came to trial in May 1996. So it happened over a year and a quarter later. During the trial, bear in mind how bad it must have been for somebody who regularly gets abuse from crowds whilst playing football. The level of abuse, what it must have reached for it to cause him to flip and, you know, run into the crowd and kick someone. Matthew Simmons claimed during the trial he had shouted, "Off, off, off. It's an early bath for you, Mr. Cantona." You just know. Everyone that heard that is like, don't be so absolutely pathetic. You obviously didn't say that, you moron. Off, off, off. It's an early bath for you, Mr. Cantona. I can't say exactly what is claimed by the defence in that court hearing. But What he actually said was, expletive off, back to France, you French expletive. He also dubbed him a French animal and his mother a French not very nice term. And that is what caused Cantona to lose it, so to speak. Simmons was handed a £500 fine at Croydon Magistrates Court for abusive behaviour and also received a year-long stadium ban. Following the verdict, I'd forgotten this, 21-year-old Simmons at the time, he's only a couple of years older than me, I'm scared, launched himself over the bench at Cantona's lawyer, kicking and grabbing prosecutor Geoffrey McCann. McCann was dealing with his final case before retirement, looked terrified and dishevelled. Court staff took Matthew Simmons away in handcuffs. During the attack, Simmons reportedly yelled, "I am innocent, I swear on the Bible." He was then jailed for a week for the attack, had to pay a £500 fine as well as £200 in legal costs. Years later, reflecting on the incident, Eric Cantona said, "I did the kung fu kick on the hooligan because these kind of people shouldn't be at games. It's a dream for some to kick these kind of people. It's not the kind of thing you see every day." You can say that again. Off, off, off. It's an early bar for you, Mr. Cantona. Here are the Pretenders.
Just be fantastic. Don't give
FM.
The Pretenders, and don't get me wrong, Stuart Anthony with another suggestion on social media that's made it into tonight's show. Thank you very much again, Stuart. Now, looking back at controversial moments in the Premier League, I can't believe this is 10 years ago now, back in 2013. Now, Liverpool are in the headlines at the moment for an unfair offside decision going against them. They were in the headlines for the wrong reasons in 2013 because of their forward, Luis Suarez. Now, if you're a Liverpool fan, he was a fantastic player to have in your team. I would imagine every other fan of every other team in the Premier League hated him. He scored some amazing goals and did some amazing things for Liverpool, but obviously was a controversial figure as well. If you remember, Chelsea were playing Liverpool at Anfield in 2013. They were leading 2-1. And Suarez tussled with Chelsea defender Branislav Ivanovic. And then Ivanovic looked outraged and revealed by pulling his shirt back that a bite had been taken out of his shoulder. There were teeth marks in his shoulder. And, clearly caused by Suarez inexplicably biting him. Obviously no VAR 10 years ago. The referee didn't see the incident. Suarez was allowed to remain on the pitch, and 7 minutes into stoppage time, Luis Suarez scored an equaliser. Now that that must have been so galling for Chelsea fans and fans of every team other than Liverpool, I would imagine. So yeah, as a Liverpool fan, I acknowledge that's terrible. He should have been sent off. What on earth was going on? Absolutely ludicrous. Because, as well, you could say if it was the first time he'd done it, who knows why anyone could see some kind of red mist and react like that. It wasn't the first time he'd done it. He'd previously, 3 years before, received a 7-game ban whilst playing for Ajax for biting PSV Eindhoven's Otman Bakal on the shoulder as well. And then, in the World Cup in 2014, whilst playing for Uruguay, he bit Giorgio Chiellini, the Italian defender. What on earth was wrong with him? There must be some kind of sort of animal reaction that he got to such a state of adrenaline that he couldn't control himself, but he should have sought some kind of help to prevent that from happening because you're endangering opponents. Absolutely awful. Yes. We're going to have another track and then we'll look back at something else that involved Liverpool in the Premier League 14 years ago. 14 years ago. This is another thing that was a harsh thing that happened to Liverpool and really should have been overturned. Beach ball goal. Anybody? Here's Mark Spears.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
One of Bax Fizz's lesser known tracks there, If You Can't Stand the Heat. Now we're looking back at controversial moments in the Premier League tonight with the goings on at Spurs v Liverpool last weekend. Do you remember this? Back from 2009. Stadium of Light, Sunderland versus Liverpool. History books show Sunderland had a 1-0 win with a goal from Darren Bent. Do you remember the circumstances of the goal? A beach ball was thrown onto the pitch. Darren Bent's shot was going straight to the goalkeeper Pepe Reina. It cannoned off the beach ball, which diverted its path into the goal, and the goal was allowed to stand. Which was even more annoying as a Liverpool fan, because the rule book states the game must be stopped if an outside agent makes its way onto the field, something that shouldn't be on the pitch. So as soon as that beach ball interfered with play, the game should have been stopped, so the goal should not have been allowed to stand. What's even worse was it was thrown onto the pitch by a 16-year-old Liverpool fan, Callum Campbell. There we go. We're going to look a bit more quickly at some more controversial Premier League moments in the last 30 minutes of the show. We've also got to squeeze in Prediction Master and the results of tonight's intense debate. It's very close. Should VAR be scrapped? Get yourself onto Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, at Ben Sim Radio. Single click or tap to cast your vote. Give it a repost as well, and then more people will see the poll and be able to vote on it. Should VAR be scrapped? Simple yes or no. Have there been too many errors? Would it be better to go back to no VAR? Not sure what I believe personally. I'll tell you once we reveal the results in about 20 minutes time. In the meantime, here's Depeche Mode. That's just wrong.
Wrong! Wrong!
Phoenix FM.
Depeche Mode with some strong feelings about what went on last weekend. We're into the final quarter of tonight's show. It's flying by for me. Hopefully it is for you lovely leg end listeners too. Thanks for being here. The show that goes like this on Phoenix FM 98.0 and phoenixfm.com, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Now let's go back a bit further to 1998. We've talked about 2013 and 2009 recently. Do you remember 1998? If I say Paolo Di Canio and Paul Allcock, do you know what I'm talking about? I do remember, because, yes, referees have to be athletes as well. They have to keep up with the game. But there was no doubt, after Di Canio shoved Paul Allcock, the way he sort of staggered backwards and fell backwards was not all that becoming of a Premier League referee, was it? But I remember that incident, yes. Di Canio had played for some huge clubs like Lazio, Juventus, Napoli and Milan. Had a successful stint at Celtic and then came to Sheffield Wednesday. He was known for having a fiery temper. But September 1998, he received a red card in the match with Arsenal and did that thing players should never, ever do. Not only put his hands on the referee, in an aggressive action, pushed the referee. And Paul Allcock was actually pushed over. Subsequently, Di Canio was banned for 11 games and fined £10,000. He never played for Sheffield Wednesday again. However, he did join West Ham in January 1999 and established himself as a club legend. So Sheffield Wednesday probably a bit miffed about that, yes. We'll look at a couple more controversial Premier League incidents in the home stretch of tonight's show, if you like, and Prediction Master will be back after this next track, an all-time classic, of course. You can't have thought the goings-on over the weekend at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium were good, but do you agree with Michael Jackson that they were...
Watch your mouth. I know your game.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, with you for another 21 and a half minutes and a few seconds. So keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Yes, we've been talking about controversial moments in the Premier League. Do you remember what is now referred to as the Battle of Old Trafford? September the 21st, 2003, Manchester United v Arsenal. Yeah, most of the noughties, Manchester United's biggest rivals were Arsenal, and games would frequently get bitter and fraught, and even more so on that day. It was players' reactions at the end of the game that led to charges from the FA. Of course, Ruud van Nistelrooy took a penalty for Manchester United and missed it, and the Arsenal defenders couldn't hide their glee that he did so, even jumping on him in the process. Martin Keown jumped on van Nistelrooy and screamed in his face. I remember that. I've got a picture of that. My mum and dad went on a stadium tour of the Emirates and were escorted round by Martin Keown, and I knew that was going to happen beforehand, and I gave my dad a picture a still of him jumping on Ruud van Nistelrooy and said, if he's not annoyed by this, could you get him to sign it? And he did sign it for me. So, huge respect to Martin Keown for doing that. Yes, 6 Arsenal players and 2 from Manchester United were made to pay fines. And several bans were issued as well for the players involved. Clubs were handed a fine for failing to ensure the proper behaviour of their players. The Battle of Old Trafford. September the 21st, 2003, ended up 0-0. And when you think Manchester United had that late penalty and van Nistelrooy missed, quite surprising. But bad feeling throughout. It was Patrick Vieira, Roy Keane, the Nevilles, you know, all that kind of stuff. Ray Parlour. I remember, hard-fought game, hard-fought battles. Amazing. Right, we're going to have another track, and there's one more incident involving a manager that I want to talk to you about that probably not all that well remembered in terms of controversy, but when I talk to you about it, if you're a football fan, you will remember it. Something that occurred back in, when was it? I can't see the year it happened, but I'll find out. But I think that was probably a good 10 years ago, maybe longer. Right, fabulous. In the meantime, here's Taylor Swift.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut. And baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shiny? Now it's all rusted. Did you have to hit me where I'm weak? Baby, I couldn't breathe. And rub it in so deep. Salt in the wound like you're laughing right at me. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good. Got scars on my back from your knife, so don't think it's in the past. These kind of wounds, they last and they last. Now, did you think it all through? All these things will catch up to you, and time can heal, but this won't. So if you're coming my way, just don't. Oh, it's so sad to think about the good.
Bullet holes, you say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Taylor Swift and Bad Blood. Now, I did say there was one more Premier League incident I wanted to talk to you about involving a manager. I thought it was about 10 years ago. It was 2014. Do you remember this? David Myler playing for Hull City, having an altercation with then Newcastle manager Alan Pardew. Yes, Newcastle were winning 3-1. Pardew impeded Myler as he tried to retrieve a ball on the sidelines, and Myler pushed Alan Pardew out of the way. And then, rather than just sort of being the bigger person and taking it or complaining to the referee or whatever, Alan Pardew squared up to David Myler and almost headbutted him. He had his head right in his head and virtually headbutted him. It was one of those that players do sometimes, but you couldn't believe a manager did it. And many years later, David Myler has said, "I don't know how old Alan Pardew was at the time, 56, 57. If he'd have dropped me, I would have never lived it down." Pardew was sent off, given a 7-game ban and a £60,000 fine. He stated afterwards, "I apologise to everyone, I should not have got involved in it." Pretty bad though, isn't it? A manager getting physically involved with a player, and not just that, but virtually headbutting him. Apparently, he thought it was a joke, but 8 days later, David Myler was contacted by the police to ask if he wanted to press charges. He declined. Do you remember that? Now, we've seen incidents with Arsene Wenger and Jose Mourinho as managers getting annoyed with each other. We've seen David Moyes getting annoyed on the touchline. You often see Premier League managers getting annoyed with each other and having a bit of argy-bargy, but managers getting involved with players is extremely rare. That's why I remember that one and wanted to talk to you about it tonight. Right, quite a few more tracks still to squeeze in. We haven't heard from Prediction Master yet either, have we? In the meantime, here's Ed Sheeran.
Say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. Sending alone.
nights and in alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use or do. My bad habits lead to white eyes.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits. Now it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Well, it's fair to say Prediction Master hasn't featured for a few weeks on the show that goes like this. And also, looking back at the stats, shockingly, Prediction Master has a 50-50 record right now. So can we get it to swing in the favour of a positive result? Obviously, the Rugby World Cup is ongoing. I've been surprised. I know rugby is an extremely physical sport and players probably need more time to recover between matches than other sports, but it goes on for a long time, doesn't it? The group stages haven't even finished yet. Anyway, very shortly, Ireland will be playing Scotland in the Rugby World Cup and the conclusion of their group stage. Prediction Master is saying I will win. Now, you may think that's not that difficult a prediction because Ireland are one of the highest ranked teams in the world at the moment, but Scotland aren't doing so badly themselves right now. Remember, England finished fourth in the last Six Nations, so they're by no means dominant or anything like that. Ireland and Scotland considerably ranked better than the likes of England at the moment. Obviously, France ranked pretty highly. South Africa ranked pretty highly. Australia having a bit of a lull. You never know what's going to happen with New Zealand. But, yes, Ireland-Scotland, the last game in their pool, I'm saying, Prediction Master is saying, Ireland to win. Will the stats swing in the favour of the Prediction Master after that? Ireland to win. Come back next week for the result. Okay, we're now going to hear from Bon Jovi. Then we've got to get to summing up the show and finding out the results of the intense debate.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And yes, that was Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name. Well, we're almost at the end of tonight's show. I've got to tell you the result of the intense debate. Should VAR be scrapped? This doesn't happen very often on the show that goes like this. We've had a 50-50 split on that poll. Some people think it should, some people think it shouldn't. Didn't go one way or the other. Very rare, a complete sit-on-the-fence result, 50-50. So, undecided, really. Maybe it will be scrapped. Maybe, actually, I can categorically say they won't get rid of it. They'll just say, oh, we won't let that happen again. We've got procedures in place. Anyway, there we go. Well, a lot has happened in the show tonight. We've learned all kinds of wacky holidays, the likes of Global Smoothie Day, National Butterfly and Hummingbird Day, National Fruit at Work Day, and of course, the slightly ridiculous Skincare Awareness Week occurs all week, and in October, it's Crime Prevention Month. Don't ask me why. Scott Fish reported back from the Ryder Cup and caused an international incident. Prediction Master says Ireland will beat Scotland. And we're all upset about VAR. Yes, especially if Liverpool fans. So, a song to play us out that's suitable. Well, VAR had one. Here's Daniel Powter. Rob's up next.
Where is the moment we needed the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to grey. Tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care at all. You stand in the light just to hit a new low. You're faking a smile with the coffee to go. Tell me your life's been way off. You had a bad day. You take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. The camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day. You had a bad day.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.